Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, family, and welcome to Moonday's edition of My Magic, of course, here on Culture Freedom Radio. I am your hostess, Lady D, and I definitely appreciate you tuning in on this Monday, September the 30th, last day of the month. We are definitely on a roll here. I want to say hello to all of you. Definitely thank you for tuning in tonight. We are going to be joined by spiritual advisor and intuitive Amy Yancey, and she'll be joining us very shortly. We'll be, of course, continuing our discussion, our Great Mysteries of Fear series, and tonight, of course, is the final part to the series. So tonight we're going to talk about self-reflection and fear. Of course, we touched on it a little bit on Thursday, but I don't know, you can't get enough of it, I say. She will also be doing some readings on the air. So for those of you who are on the phone lines, you can press 1 at any time to raise your hand so that we see you and we'll know to open up your line. Now, dealing with the great mysteries of fear, we've touched on a little bit of everything. We've spoken to Brother Jay, 666, who's dealing with the fear of authority and time. We were also joined by Angel Lady, Terry Marie, who spoke with us about reframing our mindset as well as our belief systems. We had Tim, a beloved friend of mine. He joined us, and we were speaking on the fear of change and uncertainty. And, of course, we spoke on the climate of fear. That's definitely circulating for those of you who keep up with the news and so forth. Yeah, I heard through the grapevine that there's a little chaos going on out there. Not getting caught up in it. Not right now. And we also discussed fear itself, what it is, what it does to the body, as well as different ways to start overcoming, you know, because it's definitely needed, but not so much. You know, we need fear so that we're not so bold to just walk into ongoing traffic or, you know, step off of mountains and, you know, jump in the deep end of the pool knowing that we can't swim. So it definitely has its benefits. We were just discussing ways to keep it in balance, you know, to make it work for you so that it's not limiting you. And I had a wonderful conversation with my dear friend Tim on last night, and we were just touching on, you know, how our parents instill fear in us. You know, like we tell our children, you know, don't touch the stove, you'll get burned. You know, we forget to say, you know, if the stove is on, you'll get burned. It's just, you know, you touch that stove, you're going to get burned. Or, you know, you got to look both ways before you cross the street or you'll get hit by a car. You know, but of course, a car has to be coming in order for us to feel the effects of that. So that's what we've been dealing with it, the great mysteries of fear. And I've enjoyed it, but I'm looking forward to October. You know, we have a new moon that is coming in on Friday. And just being the crab that I am, is I'm already feeling the effects. You know, there's a lot of different energies all over the place this week, and I can't stress enough, guys, take some time to be alone, you know, let others who are in your space, you know, in your house, those that, you know, your friends, those coworkers you're close to, kind of give them the heads up this week. You know, I'm going to be taking a little bit more time to myself this week. And that way, when the energy intensifies, they already know. And you don't have to lash out. Many times we start to argue and nitpick when we need some space. So go ahead and start preparing yourself. There's a lot of self-reflection in the air. I came up with the big idea tonight that I was going to, you know, get my spiritual bath on before the show, and I was going to hang out with my snowflake obsidian crystals as well as my black onyx crystals, right? And I remember holding them in my hand, and the next thing I know, I'm waking up, so I'm still kind of in my trance state. But like I said, I just can't stress enough, guys. Take time to be with yourself and to just take inventory of where you are on a personal level. It's not so much looking at what it is that you desire. It's not so much looking at what you, where you want to be or what you want to have or who you want to be. It's just more so looking at the shadow self, looking at that ego, you know, paying close attention to the things that aggravate us about different people. You know, that's where we are. You know, you might find yourself a bit more judgmental or overcritical of people over the next week or so. Pay attention to it. You know, see what it is about them that's irking you, because it's a reflection of something that's going on inside of you. And come to make peace and find balance with it. So that's where we are. Of course, each and every Sunday, for those of you who are here in the Atlanta area, Priestess Bedori and Life Coach Ade, as well as Dr. Ade, they're getting together and they're doing different holistic healings in the park. And they're happening each Sunday from 4:30 until about 8, you know, just before it gets dark. It's getting dark a little bit earlier here. And let's see, last week they did crystal cleansing. Yesterday they did aura cleansing, and I don't know what's coming up this Sunday. I don't want to know because I'm going to be out of state. So definitely look them up on Facebook. They have the event posted there. Again, it's Priestess Bedori, Life Coach Ade from LifeCoachRadio.com, as well as Dr. Ade. And it's just some wonderful energy going on in Piedmont Park. It's definitely been fabulous. You know, the drums, they're out there with the drums. So, of course, you know, we just have a natural rhythm, a natural response to music. So, of course, you know, it's a little dancing, you know, let the stress of the past week go and connect with some new and more refreshing energies for this week. So definitely check that out on next Friday, which will be October the 11th at 9 p.m. We will be doing a healing teleconference, you know, for you all to come out. It'll probably be about 45 minutes to an hour to just get what we need. You know, each individual is coming with their own intention, focused on what it is that you need, and, you know, being open to getting it. So I'll definitely have more information for you on, you can check it out on Facebook, facebook.com/mindmagic. And, of course, we know that's magic with a K, M-A-G-I-C-K, because anything else is the illusional stuff they do on the stage. Right, it's cool, but it has its place. Or you can connect with me on Twitter, Lady D, My Magic. And, of course, you can visit the website, which is mymagic.webs.com. And the event is absolutely free. You know, all that we ask is that you set your intentions, you bring your energy, get your vibration up, because we're all healers, we're all teachers. You know, when you're healing, you're teaching, and when you're teaching, you're healing. So we're all connected. So just bring your energy, yourself, your intentions, and let's get what we need, what's necessary for us in our journey. So let's see. What else did I have in mind? I think that's it. So in the meantime, we are going to take a listen to Miss India Irie. Catch up with a little nature, and we will be right back with our guest, Miss Amy Yancey. See, I'm still off balance. We'll be right back, family.
I know. with the flow. Go 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 with the flow.
All right, that was Miss India, Ari, and Nature. Yeah, I needed that rebalancing and that call to just go with the flow of things and just allow it. You know, this year has been very very interesting for me. I guess maybe because I've allowed myself, opened myself up to my self-reflecting, and decided to just stop running, you know. I came to a point, it's like, wow, I'm running miles, no marathon, you know, not losing any pounds, just running. And all this running, just turning around and running back to myself. Weird, right? Very weird. Peace to you, Lady Sapphire. I see you. I see you found us. And peace to you, Brother Sunray, as well, as those of you on the phone lines. We definitely appreciate you tuning in on tonight. And making the connection with us. We are still waiting for Miss Amy. And Amy, if you are on the line, you can press 1 to raise your hand so that I'll see you. And we will open up your mic. But so while we wait, continuing with the shadow self. And my lessons for the week, even though today is just moon day and we're really just getting started, I've had quite a few calls today as well as on yesterday where just so many people, you know, it's like such a confusing time for so many. You know, with the shift, it's like a major energy shift that's going on. And it dawned on me yesterday in conversation, Holistic Healing at the Park. I was speaking with Ms. Jada, not my Jada. There's another Jada, right? Looks like my Jada. But she was reminding me, you know, that we went through the December shift for 2012, and it hasn't even been a year just yet. So we're like in a new year. You know, it's a brand new cycle. You know, a brand new time. And many of us we're still trying to find that balance in time. Still trying to release those old ways that are no longer working for us. You know, they really weren't working then, and they're definitely not working now. And so many clients that I'm finding and connecting to, there are so many different spiritual gifts out here that you know we're repressing. You know, you don't want to step into your full essence. You know, because there's a fear of what people say, how people will react. You know, there's that fear of how you're going to survive. You know, that's natural because on this physical realm, there are things that you need to survive. I am not one of those people who is like I'm trying to return so far back to nature that I don't want money. And, you know, I get living off the land. I get it. You know, we like to garden, but at the same time, I enjoy the energy of money, and I cleanse mine, and I raise up this vibration, and, you know, I let it go out and make it do what it do. But, you know, so many people are, you know, just fighting. You know, there's such a struggle that's going on within, and it is such a beautiful thing to be able to kind of sit back and watch my fellow spiritual beings having their human experience and just tapping into their power and tapping into their full potential, you know, watching everyone just realize, you know, who they truly are and how powerful we are, and the image that we have been created in is definitely been such a fabulous experience, and I feel totally just so honored to be able to facilitate healing. I always tell my clients it's like guiding a horse to water. You know, you can guide the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink, right? Well, in healing, you can guide a person to the healing, but you cannot make them heal. But it's definitely been such a pleasure to just watch my fellow spiritual beings just unfolding and stepping into our magic. You know, I'm a lover of magic, and I'm finally at a point in my journey. You know, I've been doing my magic for a while, doing it on the low, and then, you know, coming out a little bit and letting people around me know. Well, now is definitely just is wide open. You know, now just seeing so many people coming into their magic, I am definitely excited. I know I'm at the right place in the right lifetime at the perfect time, and just being able to watch everyone, you know, to watch everyone grow. Let's see. Okay, see, we got a couple of hands up now. Let me see. Let's see. Let's go fishing. Let's see if we can find Amy. Peace and blessings. Who do we have with us? Okay. I don't. Okay. We're gonna go to the next one. 925. Peace and blessings.
Who do Hi. We have? How are you?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. I realized once I called in, I'm like, I didn't tell her what number I was calling from.
And I didn't think that. Now, Amy is where we found us. So Amy is a motivational coach, a spiritual teacher, and a highly gifted intuitive. She definitely is. She was with us here in July. She's a lifelong psychic and has spent many years developing her connection to the spirit realm. You know, we're all about that spiritual realm. And Amy uses the wisdom brought forth by her spirit guides, psychic feelings, oracle cards, as well as numerology to provide her clients with transformational intuitive coaching. She is the creator of Seeker Circle, which is a weekly email reading subscription, and I was able to get this week's edition. Guys, you definitely want to seek the circle. since the birth of her business in 2010, Amy has worked with over 3,000 clients, and she also hosts a weekly program here on Blog Talk Radio, which is called The Healing Clinic. And she's just all about spreading the love and empowering us. So welcome, Amy. Welcome back. Thank you for having me back.
This is such a treat.
Our pleasure. So tell us, as the hands go up, you know, we're dealing with fear. This is our last series on fear, and tonight, you know, we're touching a little bit on self-reflection. It seems that the energy right now is just so me, in the best
sure,
of ways.
Sure.
So tell us about what fear is to you.
You know, I really started to shift my perspective around fear, and I love that this was the topic. And as I was preparing my notes, I realized that what I would have written a month ago to prepare for this show and where I'm at right now is very different. And I think it is because of that self-reflection. And so at this point, I think fear is completely and totally natural. I think that it is something that will always be a part of our experiences. And when we're really ready to grow, fear shows up like a big hungry bear, and which is awesome because it gives us the opportunity to stop and reflect and say, okay, is this something I really want? Where is this fear coming from? Is this my intuition talking? And 9 times out of 10, it's just showing up to help you get clear about what you want and what your intentions are. And then our divine purpose in dealing with fear is to push past. We have to push past it. And that's where we really see our greatest growth, our greatest improvement, our greatest joys, is when we can look fear in the eye and say, uh-huh, I get it, you're here, but there's something far more beautiful on the other side of you, and I'm willing to step through this. And I feel like in that moment, when we make that commitment to say, okay, even though you're standing there, I'm going to push past you, that's where our blessings show up. And I believe in that moment, that's when fear disappears. Another fear may show up down the line, but in our journey, I think that fear goes away.
So tell us, how do you distinguish between intuition, you know, your spirit guides and so forth, versus just your negative self-limiting thoughts?
Oh, I love that question. Well, and it took me a long time to really get clear about this, and even as I was doing this work, and fear never feels good. The limiting thoughts never feel good. Intuition always does. And I heard that from a teacher very early on when I started studying, and I was like, I don't know if that's true. But as you start to really explore it and you pull back the layers, intuition always feels good. Intuition is very quiet, though. In comparison to fear, I think intuition's the vibration of our intuition never changes. It stays very constant. I call it a calm. Whereas with fear will be all over the place, and limiting beliefs will be all over the place, and so it can hold us captive in a way that where we can hear our intuition. So that's where spiritual practice really comes in, and getting quiet. And having that reflective time and spending time in spirit in whatever way that we do, whether it's meditation or prayer or affirmation, we have to go back to that place to get quiet, to quiet the mind, so that we can hear our intuition.
Now I'm curious, because you've started your beautiful business here in 2010. I mean, that was around, still dealing around the recession. You know, it's still some energy where people are a little fearful of that. So how did you take the leap, or what led you to taking that leap to exploring your spiritual gifts?
Well, I didn't name what I was doing for a very long time. I've had this gift forever, and I was using it. I think I talked about it the last time I was on the program. I was using it in my job as a recruiter, and to this day, I'll say I'm not probably the greatest recruiter, but I have a really strong intuition, and I would use that to place candidates in jobs. I knew when a client was going to call. I mean, it would kick in as soon as I got up in the morning in relationship to work. And so as I started to explore intuition outside of my job, I realized, okay, I had this gift that was already very much developed. So because I did have the success doing my work and using my intuition, it was easier for me to make the transition, but it was still very scary. And I had to allow it to unfold as it would. And it was one client after a client after a client. And even today, I'll still be like, oh, my gosh, I do this. This is my job. And I've only in the last year can I say it out loud to people. that doesn't know me personally. Like, I went to the doctor today for an eye issue, and I could say to the doctor, yeah, I'm a psychic. And she got it. And so I say, if anybody's trying to develop a business, trying to go in that direction, allow that confidence to grow in the way that it grows, and trust yourself along the way. And really, you have to take better care of yourself than anybody else on the planet when you do this work. So, you know, self-work, self-care, self-reflection, downtime, rest, relaxation. It is so important to all of us, but it's even more important to practitioners and spiritual workers.
I agree. And that makes me think of the many impacts who are roaming the planet, and, you know, they're wonderful at home, and then get out in public and just are overwhelmed with so much energy. How do we start to balance that?
Know what it is. Be mindful of it. I had a woman on my program a couple of years ago, and I was telling her I'd done a reading for a client, and then a friend had called me to go to a movie, like, as soon as I hung up the phone. And I was like, okay, I'll go. And I was miserable the whole movie. And she's like, why would you do that? And I had to really get to that place and say, okay, there are things that I can do really well, and there are things that I can't. So I can't go out midday in Walmart, you know, when everybody's there. It's too uncomfortable. But I can have a great time if I go at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so that's when my body wakes up, and that's when I start out my day. And I think that's what we have to do as spiritual workers, as sensitive people, as intuitive. You have to be mindful. I worked in an environment where I was sitting in the middle of a room surrounded by five other desks and my boss, like, right in front of me. And it got to the point, as I started to do this work, that I couldn't be in that environment anymore. I need to have my space. I need to have my downtime. I have to take good care of myself. And I don't think that's selfish. I think that is self-love.
I love it, because we are, especially as women, men too, but especially as women, we are just so quick to just give, and we just struggle even trying to find the balance and being able to receive what we give out. So that is self-love. I love it. Now, you spoke about meditation. So many are new to meditation, and I'm curious, what is meditation to you? Is it just sitting down and being quiet, or are you searching?
Oh, no. And for years, until this year, I would say, like, oh, I don't traditionally meditate where I sit and breathe. I've only now learned that. So what I did was I did a walking meditation and a dancing meditation. And the dancing meditation is, for me, is the most powerful. My being connects to the music in a certain way, and it takes me to a whole new place. As I get older, I find that a sitting meditation is easier, and it offers a greater benefit to my being. But it took me a long time to learn how to sit still and get quiet. And so I'd recommend for anybody just starting out with meditation, just focus on the breathing. And so we think something's wrong.
I agree. And then in the self-reflecting, are we asking ourselves things, or is it just sitting down and reflecting on different thoughts?
You know, I'm a journaler, and I believe strongly in journaling being a part of a spiritual practice. I recommend that often to my clients. So I loved having a prompt to kind of work off of, a question, an idea, and I have to write and let that come out of me. But some people can sit and just be quiet. I'm not one of those people. In my quiet meditations, those I've learned to just be quiet and just breathe. And thank God there's the breathing, because I need something to do. So it allows me to just focus on those deep breaths and the hold and holding the breath. That really is wonderful. The count, do it 8 counts, hold 8 counts, let go for 7. And that's, I found that to be the most beneficial as of late.
Now, if you're doing deep breathing, I already know you are warping a little bit. You're entering that spiritual realm. So for those who, I know a lot of times people, when they first feel themselves kind of going there, you know, they get nervous. How do you overcome that fear?
Oh, I love that. I think really allow it to evolve. Pick whatever method of meditation works for you initially. Like I said, dancing meditation was what worked for me, and then walking meditation. And only now have I been able to do the breathing meditation. And I never thought about the reason why I didn't enjoy it being fear until you said that. But yes, you go into another realm. And I think now in my evolution and on my path towards enlightenment and doing this work, I can be more open and receptive to going to that higher realm. But it's definitely not for everybody. I'm not sure how to answer that other than just wait till you're ready. That's my new answer to things. Just wait until you're ready. If your desire is to be in that place, you'll get there. Mm. And don't rush it.
Mm. So where are we right now? We're going into October. And I was sitting down and I'm like, hey, October is the 10th month. So
yes,
it's one.
It is. Uh-huh.
And then January is the first month and it's one.
Uh-huh.
Is there any
correlation? Uh-huh. The cycle is repeated, the 9 cycles. So we're in a new cycle, and it's a really beautiful time, and I'm so thrilled that you asked me to talk about the numbers. Because that's what I do in Seeker Circle, but I do it on, you know, a very day-by-day basis. But to talk about the whole month is really cool. So the universal number for the month is 7. And so the 7 is a very spiritual month. So I say whatever you're working on in your life, if you're looking for a new job, new relationship, more money, more fulfilling relationships with your family or your partner, then go, this is a time to commit to spiritual practice. So that 7 energy really calls us to connect to the divine. It's a very introspective time, but then coupled with the 1 is really cool because the 1 wants to be successful. It wants to be independent. It's new beginnings, new ideas. It's a lot of energy. So those are two very different energies, even though they go very well together. So in order to deal with the month of October, I say exercise in any way, shape, or form, whether it's just a 10-minute walk to the end of the street and back, prayer, meditation, affirmation, whatever your spiritual practice is, commit to that daily. Drink lots of water. Because of that energy, the 1 and that 7 need a lot. They're in their heads, you know. So it needs a lot of physical movement because sometimes we can be in our heads so much that our body suffers. So it's a beautiful month for healing. That 7 energy is very healing, very mystical, a great month for ritual. It's a manifesting month because of that 10-1 energy makes it a magical manifesting month. So across the board, October, especially once I sit down to really look at it, this is an amazing month to make a lot happen. But in order to do so, you have to be incredibly honest with yourself. You can't, there's no beating around the bush. There's no like, oh, well, I kind of want that. No, you need to know where you want to be, what you want to do, and then spirit will lead you. That's that 7 energy, allowing spirit to come in. Spirit will lead you to take the appropriate action, and then the 1 will inspire you and motivate you to do what you need to do to get there. So this is a super awesome month. Really awesome.
You've touched on so much, and the thing that stood out was how we are so much in our heads, and we'll get divine inspiration. You get this idea, it's not yours. And then we sit down and we just like nitpick and nitpick until we destroy what Source has given us. How do you
get out of your head?
Yeah.
You move your body. You move your body. If you can swim, even better. But the way we get out of our heads is movement. Clean your house if that's the only, if it's too cold where you're at or if it's rainy, just clean your house. Organize. And in that time, you know, play a really good affirmation CD or create your own. You can do the little voice memo on your smartphone and put some affirmations on there in your voice. Play that. Clean your house. You'll feel so much better. You'll hear spirit a lot clearer. And that movement, it's getting that body moving inspires you to take action in a whole new way. So often, like, I'll get an idea about something I want to do in the business, and I'll sit on it, exactly what you're talking about. I'll have the idea. I'm like, that's brilliant. That's totally spirit. That's so good. And I'll be like, oh, well, I'm going to watch this TV show right here. And I'm a fan of TV, so I'm not putting that down. And then next thing I know, I'm feeling stuck. I'm feeling down. I'm not feeling as optimistic as I normally am. And that's because in those moments, when you get that divine information, you either write it down or you walk it out, or I like to pace and really get that body moving and that mind moving at the same time. And you'll be amazed. Before you know it, you'll have an action plan for yourself and you'll be on your way.
I love it. Tell us more about the Seeker Circle and how we can sign up.
It's a weekly email reading subscription, and every Monday I prepare I get up in the wee hours of the morning, about 3:00 in the morning, and I channel messages from spirit based on not only the numerology for the day, but also what my spirit guides are bringing forward as to how to maneuver that energy. Because so often we can say, oh, it's a 5-day, it's a 1-day. All right, what do you do with that? Mm-hmm. And it's really the wisdom that comes forward. It amazes me. This past weekend, I so often I'll do Seeker Circle and I won't look back at it again. And I just happened to take a glance at it Saturday, and I'm like, this is exactly where I was. It was saying, you know, it was a time you're going to feel really sensitive. You're going to have to really nurture and take care of yourself. You're going to have to set really healthy boundaries. You're going to want to be alone. All of that was so true and so accurate. And so I put this together so that people could get spiritual guidance every single week. Because you can't always go see me or see you every week. So this is a wonderful tool to help people say, like, oh, I've got a big meeting on Thursday. What's the energy going to be like? How can I be my best self at this big meeting? And the guidance is all over the place. It might say exercise or drink a lot of water, depending on where the numbers are. Or it can just say, this is a time to meditate before you go out. Get really clear about what you want. Know that you might not always speak from your heart, because the energy of today is saying, the negative side of it might lead you to be less than truthful. And you can catch yourself. You can say, oh, all right, I'm not being in my truth right now. And so it's really a beautiful service. I love it. I mean, of course I make it. But I'm just amazed by the messages that Spirit brings forward every day.
I agree. I enjoyed reading. And I'm like, okay, I need to get my calendar and say, you know, this is what I'm going to do this day. It's like a planner.
It's a planner. I never thought of that. It's a planner. I have a friend who, she calls it her forecast. It's like her weather report for the day.
Absolutely. And tell us, give us your contact information.
So intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and there you can find information about Seeker Circle and my services, my blog, and my radio show. So intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Okay.
And I got married the last time I saw you, so I am going by Amy Tamman now.
Amy Tamman. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to have to make that mental note, too. And I meant to ask you that, too. And it slipped me. Now, let me ask you, as an early bird, is there a difference, or is the spiritual realm, is it easier to tap into on the earlier side of the day versus maybe
midday? If I'm talking to you not as a spiritual worker, I will say, like, oh, yeah, I just like the quiet. But I do feel that if you want to connect in that way, some people don't want to. They're kind of afraid of 3 o'clock in the morning. But if you want to connect, it is amazing. And it's like a walking, waking meditation almost, being up that early. It's an adjustment for everybody around you, but I definitely feel that it can be very therapeutic. If that's what works for you. Some people, like, they stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning and they go to bed at 4, you know. So whatever, you know, works for you, or you have a schedule, you can't do that. You can still find ways to really tap into that. I love the early morning light. I've always loved it. I wait for it. I'm like a kid on Christmas. I'm laying in bed waiting for that light to crack, because it feels like home to me. But it's different for other people. What about you? Are you an early morning person or late night?
Oh, Lord. The five energy just depends. Sometimes it's early morning, and sometimes I just can't sleep until the sun comes up. I never know with five. I'm learning to get a little bit more control over this five energy I got going on.
Or, you know, you just float with it and see where it takes you.
You know, I never know from one day to the next. I wake up and I'm like, okay, so what's going to happen today? What are we doing? I can't plan at night.
And, you know, I was reading something recently on planning and scheduling and timing, and it's almost like being on a diet. And when we just allow ourselves to naturally be, I also believe this about food, when we allow ourselves to eat the foods that we're being led to, a whole new energy comes into our life. So I applaud you for just allowing it to come and not judging it.
Thank you. Let's see, we have some callers. Are you ready to take a couple of calls?
Let's take them.
All right, we are going to start 478. I think this is Candace. Hello, Miss Candace. Welcome. Do you have your phone on mute? Are you with us? Okay, we're going to put her on hold. We're going to come back. We have another 478. Your number is ending 7693. Tell us your name.
Hi, this is Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Oh, Maya.
Hi.
So did you have a question, or did you just want a general reading?
I guess just a general.
No, Maya, I know there's a question in your heart. We're all friends here. Let's go.
Okay, the last reading I got, it wasn't from you, but they told me that I need to take 6 months to a year to heal out of a relationship that I was in for 7 years. But I recently met this person that our energy is, you know, great together and we vibe, but I want to know, you know, is it too soon, or how far, you know, would it go?
Well, I love relationship questions, and that's an area I feel very confident on talking on. So tell me, what's the landscape of the relationship right now? Are you dating? Talking?
Well, we've been talking, like, on the phone probably, like, 2-3 weeks, and then I recently just went out of, he's working out of town, so I went to go, you know, see him over the weekend. So it was, to me, it was, you know, great.
Good.
And he wants to make it, you know, official, but I'm just kind of, you know, iffy, but I don't know if it's, like, too soon or, you know, if I'm not used to, I've been with this one person for 7 years, so all of this is kind of, you know, new to me, you know, all
sure.
over again.
Okay.
And it was a bad 7 years, so.
Well, my guys are saying, yeah, you need time to heal too, but slow, so go slow. I like him. I like him. Pay attention to the signs, you know. Make sure he's doing his part in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And not just in, my guides are saying, just not in words.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people can just show us their love through words, which is great once you get to know them. But in the beginning, let them show their love through action. So let him definitely court you.
Okay. Yeah,
because you need some time
like
to feel like a princess. You haven't felt like a princess in a really long time.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Yeah, and I think that's what he's doing, you know, trying to court. I feel a little good, you know, about it, but like I said, you know, I don't want to, you know, rush too soon.
I turned a card over, and it's the forgive yourself card. And so really forgive yourself for the seven-year relationship. I know that a part of you feels like, gosh, why did I let myself waste all that time? And why didn't I act sooner? Why didn't I read the signs better? So don't do that to yourself. Just say I was doing the best I could with what I knew, and now I know more. And really commit to learning about love. Whether you open the Bible and read a passage, the passage about love, I believe that's Corinthians, but really, or buy a relationship book, and, I mean, you can go as, even as cheesy as he's just not that into you, read that one, because as you start to learn the signs, and I had to do the same thing, I was the classic girl teacher, and I had to really learn about love in order to be able to welcome my husband into my life.
Okay. And what was the name of the book again?
So, sorry, I have this obnoxious pen. He's Just Not That Into You. I'll also recommend, I recommend to all my clients, Soulmate Secret. That one may be a little too woo-woo for you, but try that one. And just start Googling how to have a healthy relationship. What are men, you know, what do men do? They do very specific things when they're in love, and pay attention to those signs. And go slow on the physical side of it. And I'm not saying that just, you know, a fundamental statement. I'm saying that as a self-care statement. Physical relationship can sometimes confuse our senses and distract us, our intuitive knowing. And so really just allow that part of the relationship to unfold naturally.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome, honey. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you,
Maya.
All right. Bye.
Soulmate Secret is actually one of my favorites. I love it.
Isn't it great?
It is. I have two.
I read it once I was in. I had already met my husband, and we were dating, and I read it, and I did all the exercises, and it just shifted my whole relationship. And it's an easy read, which I love. But the exercises and the way the material is presented is so uplifting and inspiring and healing.
I agree. I have two questions from Ms. Maya's reading. The first being, what constitutes relationship healing?
Ooh, that's such a good one. I love it. Okay. What constitutes relationship healing? I think when we stop being in love through the perspective of the past. And so often you see this all the time. You even see it in, like, you know, fake TV relationships, you know. People make choices based on not trying to repeat something that happened in the past. And I think when we can be completely and totally present in a relationship, that is a healing. And when we can fully and completely let go of everything that happened from the past and use that more as a resource, an intellectual resource, as opposed to something that is keeping us from fully expressing our heart and our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And then the second part, what is how do you define courting, or what does it include?
Ooh, I love that. That was so good. Well, courting, which I didn't know anything about until I met my husband, because I'd never really been courted. I had been chasing guys. He's doing the work. And so he's the one picking up the phone. And that sounds so cliche, you know. It's not about playing games or rules. When it's meant to be, he's the one calling you. And you don't have to worry about that. Oh, is he going to call? Is he going to call? And if you're worried about that, then I'd say, that's a yellow flag. Pay attention to that. He wants to take care of you. He wants to do nice things for you. And that comes in all different forms. My husband wasn't one that picked up the tab. He was like a 50-50 guy. But he courted me in other ways. I talked to him every single day. And, you know, I knew if I sent him a message or an email, I was going to get a response back right away. He wrote beautiful cards every time we saw each other. Mm-hmm. He had a card for me. And he listened. He listened to what made me comfortable, what made me happy, and he did those things. My husband, and I don't know if you've heard this story, but my husband doesn't like public transportation. And in the Bay Area, we have a train system. And so I lived in San Francisco at the time, and he lived in a town outside the city. And you really can't drive and park where I was living, so you had to take the train in. And do you know, this is a man who won't get on BART today, but every Friday he took that train out to see me. That's all a part of courtship. Pay attention to those signs. When someone's in love with you, they invest in you in that way. They take risks that push them outside of their comfort zone. And if you see them being lazy, and, you know, you can just find lazy in all the ways that you can, if you're starting to feel that, if you feel like you're putting all the work in, pay attention to that. I say in the early stages, words mean nothing. Mm. It's a really action-based is courtship.
Okay, I loved it. Let's see here. Okay, Miss Candace, we're going to try you again. Miss Candace, are you with us?
Hello. Hello,
there
hello,
you are.
Hello.
Hi, Candace.
How are y'all?
Wonderful.
That's good. I was having a meet with my higher self. I wasn't here, but I'm back. Yes. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, what's your higher self tell you to come see? What you trying to confirm?
I don't know. I guess I was listening. I had drifted off to sleep, but I guess I might need to hear that, you know, unconsciously or whatever. So I guess I got it. But I'm here. And I had a question about relationships, but after she talked about courtship, that kind of excluded some things. So I guess I'll just get a general reading.
Well, tell me what's going on in the relationship.
Well, I am dating, and I had, like, you know, a guy or two that I was kind of interested in, you know, but after you talked about courtship, and it kind of excluded some things with them, so...
And know that every guy's going to do courtship differently.
Right.
So it's all about how you feel. Do you feel special?
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel special in certain ways. But, like, you know, after you talk about courtship and, like, when a guy's interested in you and they'll do certain things, they're kind of like, okay, no, not him. Okay, I see now. So I kind of understand that. Hearing that, so
and I want to, so much of what I'm saying is taken from a course I took. Understandmen.com is the website, and it's Allison Armstrong's the teacher, and what she calls it is charmed and enchanted. I call it courtship, and there are 7 things that she says that guys do when they're charmed and enchanted. They want to spend time with you. They want to take care of you. They want to protect you. They want to make you feel comfortable. They want to make you happy. They fall in love with you, and they will be willing to die for you. And so, yeah, each guy is going to do that in his own way. And so I say, don't write him off if you feel like he's doing things in all of those areas just in his own unique way. Don't take somebody else's example. So I know sometimes I'm like, I'll watch things on TV and I'll be like, oh, she got a huge ring.
Right.
That must mean she's really loved. No, that's just that guy's way of doing it. Whereas my guy might do something completely different that is more meaningful to me. So really go by how you feel inside.
I understand you. Yeah.
Did you have any more questions, or are we good?
I kind of still want to get a general reading. Just saying.
Okay, I'll turn a card over for you. I don't. Lady D, are you reading too?
I might chime in.
Okay. I'll pull a card for you. Okay. The card I got was Practice Gratitude. This is from my own deck, so my Intuitive Coaching with Amy deck. So it's a message about really getting in tune with the energy of gratitude and being appreciative for everything in your life. And from that place, it's where more blessings come. So, so I think of gratitude as a spiritual practice. So maybe, you know, whatever your spiritual practice is, add a little gratitude in there and see how it shifts your being and your consciousness and your perspective on your life and experiences.
I love it. Now,
I'm
going to read in the way of a question for you, Amy, because Candace has this energy. She likes numbers, too. How do we balance reading about the number and then allowing the actual person to be themselves?
Oh, I love that. I think it goes back to that list I gave you about courtship, and I said each person that's going to do it their own way. I meet, let's take fives, for example. I meet fives all the time, and sometimes I have fives who an adventure to them is going to the library on Saturday, you know? And then I have other fives who jump off cliffs, and that's their adventure. So it's really however way you, that person defines that energy and what lights them up and where you see. I mean, I think there are some, across the board, there are some truths. I know threes, when they're living on the negative side of life, they're either going to shut down and not talk at all, or they're going to start lying. Or exaggerating. You know, all of a sudden a little story becomes huge. So just kind of pay attention. I use those as just kind of bullet points and then start connecting your dots. I teach that in my intuitive, when I do intuitive training, is that, you know, when you do a card spread or you look at a number chart, you're still creating a narrative. And so you have to think of that person and know their heart and see how all of this comes forward, and then you'll really be excited. You're like, oh, my gosh, you are totally an 8 because you do this, and or you're totally a 9 because your door's always open and all are welcome. So I say just kind of pay attention and create a story using the numbers.
Okay. I
can
see that.
What number are you, Candace?
I am 11.
11 to 2.
Or 11, yes.
Yeah, so I always reduce it down to the 2. So you're a very intuitive person, and relationships is very important to you. And be connected to others. Sorry, you guys, I have this obnoxious pen and I keep playing with it and it makes this sound. That's a really beautiful number. What's really important for you is boundaries and self-care.
What's the first one?
Boundaries. Because you will sacrifice yourself to be connected to other people. And I find the healthiest twos have a really, really strong wellness plan for themselves. You know, my husband's mom, she's a two, and she goes to bed super, super early. But she puts her whole body into her day. And so comes 6:30, 7 o'clock, she's in bed. And she, you know, she reads for a couple of hours before she goes to sleep. That's a part of her self-care plan. Whereas my mom's also a 2, an 11-2, and she doesn't always have that in place. And I find that sometimes she struggles health-wise. And so it's really, 2s love people, and they love being connected to others, and they will help. They will give their last dollar to someone. But in that, you have to take care of yourself first. And then you have the gift.
Yes. Thank you.
And
thank
you need to be
you.
In a relationship. Twos need to be partnered up.
I know we do. Whoever he is.
And remember, you're a two. That 11 vibration can be really overpowering sometimes. You've probably always felt that there's some divine calling for your life.
Yes, sometimes
you can get so caught up on, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? What's this big, amazing thing that you miss your life? So just be a two.
Okay. It helps out a whole lot. Okay, thank you. I appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
I love it. I'm guilty of it myself. I look at a number. I'm like, so you were, you know, and then I want them to be that number, just like I read it.
but you have to remember that there are positive sides of numbers and there are negative sides of numbers, and people get to choose whether they're going to live on the positive side of life or negative side of life, and sometimes they don't know, excuse me, and if they get stressed out, people tend to go to that negative side of numbers. So, I say look at the whole person, and each person is, I mean, I have two threes in my life, and one is very, very articulate. Threes are the master of communication. They're great storytellers. Mm-hmm. One is wonderfully articulate, and granted, you know, he's got an MBA from Berkeley, you know, he's a very smart guy, very articulate, but when he's living on the negative side of his number, he gets very, very quiet. And then I have another three in my life who, not from the same socio-economical background, and he's very boisterous and very showy and a joy to be around. You feel love the minute you're in his presence, but when he's living on the negative side of life, he can get very argumentative and shut down on some level, but more than anything, you start to hear the storytelling, the exaggerations. You take it all into consideration when you look at people by the numbers. And then remember that there are three numbers in our birth chart. The most important is the life path. That's the full total of the numbers. And then there is the attitude number, which is the month and the day of birth added together. And then there's that day of birth. And all of those come into play as well.
Okay. Let's see, we have another caller. Caller from area code 302. Greetings. Tell us your name.
Hey. this is me. How you doing?
Well, hello.
Oh, man. Great hey. Show. I'm loving this show. I didn't even know I had my hand up. I'm here listening. I'm back here going, yeah, I agree, yes. Great show, ladies. I love it.
Well, thank you, Lady Sapphire. We definitely appreciate you joining us. Did you have a question? Did you have something you want to throw in the air for us to play with?
Listen, you just go ahead and play. Do whatever you want. I didn't even know I had my hand up. But, you know, I said to myself right before you asked, I said, if she answered this call, I'll go ahead and accept the reading because I usually just, you know, sit back in the cut. But I will accept whatever it is Spirit has for me because I know I'm in good company. So.
Oh, I love your energy. I love it. I want to be your friend. Let's turn a card over for you.
You are my friend.
Hey, have you been thinking about going, changing the diet? Have you been thinking about going, like, vegan or vegetarian?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Spirit's saying go. Do it. They immediately, when you start talking, they kept saying vegan. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I get on the path, and I'm doing really well, and then something will come, and I'll be like, I know what it is. It's right around my, cycle. I see cycles, and I feel like I just need meat, and I need to, flesh. Yeah. So, you're right.
I know that one. I've been a vegetarian for years, but the Spirit's saying you don't need to do this forever. It's like a breakthrough that needs to occur, and it's almost this dietary change. Yes, you're going to reap the health benefits. It's going to be amazing for you. But more than that, it's going to really put you in a centered place in your life where you're always pretty grounded, but now it's going to be a spiritual experience. You know, some monks, I think it's the Buddhist monks, they'll make dietary changes for a period of time or fasting in the Bible. It's going to be like that sort of experience. It's going to be a way of enlightenment for you, like a spiritual practice. So I think let's do it say I'm going to do it for 3 weeks or a month, and give yourself enough information and resources to get through it, you know, with everything. So you have a plan for when you're craving that protein. Like I know for me, same thing around my cycle, I want protein. And so I eat a lot of beans and, you know, I'll make a bean dish almost every single night. And just figure out what it is you can do to balance that part out. But, yeah, it's going to awaken you in a whole new, in a way you never expected.
I got it, sister. I'm going to do it. I mean, as a matter of fact, this is the week of my sabbatical, and that's another reason why I just sit back in the cut and I listen, because this is, you know, I was listening earlier to the show where you were, Lady D, you know, suggesting that people get quiet, and I'm going, yes, this is my week. I chose this week.
Oh, how wonderful is that? You get to be quiet during this week? Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Well, it must be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clean out some clutter, too. Clean out the clutter during
this
time.
Yes, and that's what I've been doing. I'm actually, you know, you're all in, you're so on, because this is the week, like I said, that I've shut my phone off. I shut my phone off today for the very first time in probably, 12 years. Yeah. I mean, you know, of course we shut the phones down if we have to take a flight or things like that. But, I mean, just to shut the phones down and trust Spirit, you're a mother, you don't want to shut your phones off, you know, because, you know, you might get a phone call or, you know, family members or whatever. But this week is a week I chose to just take care of and nurture my own spirit, you know, and not to be congested with everyone else's energy. So,
I love that you use that word, congested.
Yeah, it gets
that's
crowded
really what
around
it is. It becomes like a congestion.
Yes, yes, yes. And a lot of times some people are losing their voices because they're congested. They're so caught up with so many things that really don't even belong to them. And so it starts to shut down your chakra. And so, yes, thank you, vegan. Yes, I definitely, you know, I was upstairs a few minutes ago, and I'm really, really fighting not to eat meat, but I talked myself into needing to eat it for the last time. And it's funny that you're saying this, because I said it out to my son. I said, this is it. For the rest of the week, I'm not eating any more meat at all. And so he's like, yeah, Mom.
Well, and I think it's a resistance point for you, that it's going to be so incredibly powerful for you to push past that. To push past that desire that says, like, oh, you can't live your life, you know, without eating meat, especially, you know, being African American people. You know, we meat's a part of our culture, and so to push past that is, you're going to break your own glass ceiling, and you're going to love the view on the other side.
Yes. I'm excited. Thank you. You just plugged me in, and I'm excited.
Yay!
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. I needed that. Anything else?
The only card I turned over for you is maintain your enjoyment by practicing balance. And I am one that believes that balance is possible. I also think a better word would be even moderation.
Okay. Well, I definitely have to sleep on that one, because I stay pretty balanced. I think sometimes too balanced, you know, or at least other people think I am.
Oh, you're very grounded. Very, very grounded. But are you so grounded that you're not having enough fun? And then I also got, it's time to be proactive. So what do you need to take action on? And sleep on those. Write them down. You don't have to have the answer today.
Got it. I like it. I like the read. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I will. Thank you so much, ladies. I love this show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Thank you, Lady Sapphire. We're gonna have to connect because I've been feeling the whole vegan thing for a couple of weeks now, and my body's like, let's just do it for a month. And
I tried to put together a group. I couldn't get anybody on my team, but I'm willing to go there with you, ladies. You know, I let's put the call out. Let's create a little support group, and let's go vegan for a month.
Yeah. I got my hand in. Team huddle.
yeah, right? You know, some accountability. We got some help.
Yeah, accountability and share what we eat.
Exactly. I love it.
I need an accountability partner. I need that accountability partner. It really, I mean, it continues to keep you inspired. I've been working on my diet, my body, taking challenges that I've never done before. I did a squat challenge last month, and it was amazing. I lost so many inches off my waist and my thighs, you know, the areas that we really need to concentrate on. My waistline, it was amazing. And so now I'm inspired to do some other, you know, workouts as well, because I didn't think I could really do squats. I've always tried to avoid squats as much as possible. But it was amazing. I did the squat challenge, and I did it quietly because I've always waited around for other people, you know, to have the accountability partner, and no one would ever manifest. So I did it.
Oh, so that's why you got it's time to be proactive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what your life path is? Are you a 4 by any chance?
I think I'm an 8.
That's double four. So you don't take action unless you really are sure that it's going to work out. So that's awesome that you stepped outside your box. That's awesome.
Yes, and I, you know, I love being outside the box, but I make sure that outside the box is not too
far outside.
Yeah, too far outside. I love it. I take challenges all the time, but you know, I've already weighed out all my options by the time I take the challenge.
Oh, yes, of course. That's the 8 in you.
Yes, that's me. I took a trip to China, and everyone's going, no, you shouldn't go. You don't know those people. That's crazy. But I had already spent a year connecting with people on that side. So I felt so comfortable, and I knew there was going to be an amazing adventure, and I just jumped on the plane as if, you know, this is something I do every day, because I had already scoped the place out, you know, the energy, the people, I already read them, and like I said, I had been doing that for a year, so yeah, I'm on it. Ladies, you want to take the challenge, I'm right there with you.
Here we go. I love it. See, you just created something so powerful. Just that simple.
I love it. I love that connection.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Lady Sapphire, for joining us and sharing with us and, you know, being open. And thank you for pressing 1 by mistake. You needed that.
I promise you, Lady D, I did not press 1. So she obviously needed this to happen. I promise you. I'm laying here.
Wow.
I did not press. Promise you. But it happens like that, you know. And I love
it. It does. Well, I think we started something really cool with this whole little vegan group.
Yeah.
I bet there's other people out there listening, saying, "I want to join."
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you guys have to come on the show, and we'll spread it there too. Your show, my show, we'll spread it, and then how can you imagine how big this thing can get?
Exactly.
I think it'd be awesome. I mean, pick a date, and we just all nurture, love, and support each other. It's awesome.
I know. October 1st. Why not?
Why not? That's our energy coming in, and we're right on time. We're in flow. We're in flow.
Yes. So, you know, Lady D, you have my number right there. So, you know, take it down and let me know how we're going to work this thing out. And I'm on it.
I shall. Peace and blessings, my sister. And tell them, Lady Sapphire, you're like on every day and popping. Tell everybody where you are.
Oh, cool. Lady Sapphire Radio here on Blog Talk, Monday through Friday.
Wow, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a number 8 for you. That's a number 8 for you.
That,
you
know, is the number 8.
Mm-hmm. We always have something to prove, right?
Yeah, always. And you usually accomplish it. That's the beautiful thing.
Oh, we have to accomplish it or else. And I was listening to you talk about the positive side and the negative side. And I tell you, when things are out of balance for me, that person that can emerge. That's why, you know, and she tends to want that meat. That's that person that's out of balance at point. You know, she wants that meat, like, just want to,
yeah.
Why didn't it go my way?
Yeah.
But yeah, so 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk. You know, Mondays we do Magic Monday. We talk about magic and ways to bring magic into your life. Tuesdays, Talk to Me. You know, it's kind of open forum. Just, you know, share whatever's on your heart. Wednesday is Woman to Woman Wednesday night, and that's the night that I've designed for the divine feminine to raise the vibrations for my sisters. And Thursday night's Throwback Thursday, unless my kids come on, because, you know, also empower the young people to use their gifts and to practice. So on, you know, Thursday nights, usually once a month, I bring the young people on and we inspire them and encourage them. And then Fridays, you know, fabulous Freak Out Fridays. You know, take it down for the weekend. So just tune in, you know, hang out with us. And I do readings as well. So it's a good thing.
Stop.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye. All right. And Amy, the Healing Clinic is on
Fridays, 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay. And that's 12 to us over here on the East Coast. You are on. And give us your contact information.
So intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and there you'll find me. Or you can also find me on Facebook, Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And on Twitter, I think I'm Intuitive Coach 9, but I haven't been loving up that form of social media lately.
Now, is there anything that we didn't touch on or that's come to you in between conversations that you would like to leave us with tonight?
Well, I would say going into October, really honor the self, be willing to go within. It's okay to take the step back before you react. In fact, I want to encourage you to do that. Move the body in whatever way you feel inspired. You don't even have to call it exercise. Just move the body. And then as you get those messages, move on them. This is a month where you can create so much in your life. And if you're doing it from a place of truth, if you're doing it from a place of divine love, you will be amazed by the results you will see.
I agree. Amy, thank you again for joining us. Amy Tamman. Did I get it right?
Amy Tamman, yeah.
Thank you. Congrats again.
Thank you.
And we're going to check out those. You gave us understandmen.com, and then you refreshed our memory on the Soulmate Secret. So
awesome.
Thank you. So we just have to get the secret circle. So, you know, we're ready.
And you'll be ready. You'll be unstoppable.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, we got to have you back. We have to.
Thank you. And I actually just saw your message. I don't know how I missed it, but you're going to be on my program on the 11th. So I'm excited about that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be with you next Friday. I'm excited. my first time sitting on the opposite end. So I'm excited.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I mean, and
you can share your magic with the Healing Clinic family.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited, and I appreciate the opportunity. And again, guys, be sure, Seeker Circle, go to Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and just the website itself is full of energy. So go and enjoy yourself and explore and get what you need from Miss Amy Tamman. Thank you again, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me on the program. You are wonderful, just wonderful.
Thank you. All right, family. See, I'm almost back to myself. I've learned my lessons. No black onyx, no snowflake obsidians before the show. Not with that special blue sea salt bath I had. No more. A little too relaxed, but I definitely appreciate all of you coming out to join us for our last edition of the great series, the Great Mysteries of Fear series. You can definitely go back into the archives if you missed the show and play catch up. I don't know. We're going into the 10th month. I don't have any plans. I guess we're just working magic and allowing things to come. We're going to get what we need. And, of course, next Friday, which is the 11th, it's going to be a big day for me. I'm going to be over at the Healing Clinic with Amy at 12 Eastern, that's 9 Pacific. And then at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be doing the healing. So I definitely invite all of our healers, our teachers to come out as we, you know, support one another and get what we need. The cost is just good intentions. If you got some good intentions, then you come. That's it. That's all we're asking. That's the only donation. You can visit us over at www.mymagic, and of course, magic with a K, okay? M-A-G-I-C-K, mymagic.web.com. You can also find me on Facebook, /mymagic, as well as Twitter, which is Lady D, My Magic, and we'll have all the information that you need to get yourself ready, you know, for some Friday 11th, Friday the 11th, healing and cleansing and releasing and rebalancing. So I'm excited. I thank all of you, those of you in the chat, for coming over and hanging out with us. And we will see you here on Thursday, same time, 9 p.m., My Magic. And, of course, we're on Culture Freedom Radio. I am your hostess, Lady D, and I am wishing you peace and blessings and self-reflection and time to yourself so you're not snapping on people, all that good stuff, until we meet again. Peace and blessings, family.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.